It's here and now. Voters in Colorado decide today whether two Democratic state senators get to keep their jobs. Senator Angela Giron and Senate President John Morse helped pass new gun control laws following the Aurora Theater shooting last year. That caused a backlash from gun rights activists, leading to today's recall vote. Joining us is Ben Marcus of Colorado Public Radio, part of the Here and Now Contributors Network. He is at a polling station in Colorado Springs. Ben, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, what is the turnout like where you are today?
The turnout's been pretty strong, you know, for a Tuesday in the middle of the day, and I think it really speaks to the amount of money being spent on this election, mailers, commercials. You know, this isn't your average special election. This has big national implications, so it's clear that, you know, people are energized and are coming out to vote.
And both of these state senators voted in favor of universal background checks, we should say, and limiting high-capacity magazines to 15 rounds. They say they're trying to make Colorado safer. Critics argue that they're blaming gun owners for the Aurora shootings. What have you heard from voters about all this today?
Sure. So voters who support the recall, who are against the two state senators, they really do believe that these gun control measures went too far, that this is the start of a slippery slope, trampling their Second Amendment rights. Now, voters on the other side who don't support the recall and support the two state senators often say that these elections are too costly, that they're unnecessary, that recalls shouldn't be used to work out policy differences between lawmakers, that that's what the general election is for. And so really, when you talk to voters, those are the kind of the two camps that they've been falling into, whether it be Pueblo or Colorado Springs.
And this is an election in Colorado, but of course, a lot of money has come in from the outside. The National Rifle Association has poured hundreds of thousands of dollars into this. And even New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has sent hundreds of thousands of dollars himself against the recall of these two state senators. Talk about the money that's come in.
Yeah, you know, for a state Senate seat like this, this is unprecedented in Colorado. If in a regular election, $500,000 is spent on a state Senate seat, that's seen as a big deal. But we're looking at millions of dollars and coming in from Colorado and from all over the country. The big amounts get a lot of attention. Bloomberg is given $350,000 of his own money. The NRA has given more than $300,000 and said that they would give more before the end of the election. But I went through the campaign finance reports, and there's lots of little donations, too, to the Democrats, $1, $3, $10 from Massachusetts and Mississippi and California. It's support that the Republicans just haven't been able to tap into in this election.
So far, you're saying the Democrats have raised much more money?
3-1 advantage by my math. We went through all the campaign finance reports of all the committees supporting and against, and that's typically, Democrats in Colorado have a fundraising advantage over Republicans, but this is way out of whack with what is normal.
And just tell us about the history here. If this recall succeeds, if I'm not mistaken, this would be the first time in state history that lawmakers were ousted in this way?
That's right. Usually recalls happen a lot at the local level for school board elections and such, but never have we had a recall election of a state legislator. And so we are in unprecedented territory, whether it be fundraising or just the election itself.
Ben Marcus of Colorado Public Radio joining us from a polling station in Colorado Springs. Ben, thank you so much.
You're welcome.